Hi, I'm Charles, co-founder of Move.
And I'm Chauncey, co-founder of Move. And this is the fourth episode of Move the Podcast, Capital Under Attack. What up, man? How are you doing on this great Sunday?
Good, man.
That's good.
I don't think it's a Sunday. I think it's a Monday. Yeah, it's a Monday. But, yeah, man, it's a good Monday, you know what I'm saying? It's afternoon.
So nice, I was thinking about the weekend. Too many football games on.
I was thinking playoffs. Man, I know y'all seen that Browns game last night against the Steelers.
Man, that was crazy.
The Browns definitely stealed that game right there for them.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's going to be exciting. It's definitely cool to see, like, the teams that are in the playoffs this year. They're definitely not teams that you expected to be in the
playoffs. It's a wild card for sure this year.
Oh, fuck yeah.
For sure.
Hey, next thing you know, we might have the Browns versus the... versus the Saints.
Man, wouldn't that be crazy seeing the Browns, the Cleveland Browns, and Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, and Jarvis Landry, and Miles Garrett, and all the crew to the Super Bowl.
That'd be insane.
Man, let me know what y'all think, man, what the predictions are coming up this playoffs.
No, for sure. Enough with sports, though, even though like that was definitely the talk of the weekend. There's another talk of the week, and we're about to be getting into it, and we're excited to talk about it. We're going to be talking about the attack on the Capitol and how egregiously and horrific that was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how that was happened with that first, with getting started with this whole entire thing. Why do you think it was so easy to break into the Capitol? How do you think that they got in there?
They're prepared, but they weren't. They're prepared, like they knew what the event was. They knew what was going on, but they weren't prepared for what they were gonna do after they broke through the wall. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once they hit that tipping breaking point, they broke through and they seen the wrath of the so-called patriot American people. But that wasn't patriotic at all. That was violence, unlawlessness, just disobedience to the law of federal property.
Yeah. It shouldn't be that easy to break into the Capitol. I'm being very honest right now. I have an internship with the state senator here in Colorado, and I even have to get clearance to go there if I needed to.
And we've even heard stories before of people trying to walk on the lawn of the White House, and they've gotten sniped down. Not even making it past the fence, but you're going to let these people go in the building. The building should be ashamed.
No.
White House Capitol Security, a head leader of security of the White House and the police there. Ashamed, should be resigned, fired.
Oh, he actually quit.
They need to redo their whole
Senate and the House actually quit. Interesting.
Redo your whole criteria and your stance of what it means to protect the White House.
The person in charge of the D.C. Police Department should be fired too.
In action, not standing by, just letting people do whatever.
Yeah, this is definitely you guys allowing them to break in and making it so easy to break in. Definitely gives it out and gives a message to other countries and other people that want to destroy our country and not move in the rule of democracy, which we have made for this country of the United States. It's very freaking sad. And I don't know where you guys think that you guys are going to get with it, but showing everybody else that we're freaking weak and that our democracy never works. Like, countries are literally, like, looking at us like, oh, yeah, the Western democracy and everything like that is no longer a thing anymore. We're just a laughingstock because we literally let United States people break into our own capital.
Sad. Do better. You know what I'm saying, man? Plan better. Just be ready for the unknown because
why didn't you shoot them?
They were loaded with more than just guns, from what I hear.
Like they could have tased these people.
Tased them, pepper ball sprayed them immediately, not 2 hours later. Immediately, gassed them to clear them away from the steps, away from the buildings and the chambers, from breaking more windows. But no, you wanted to wait 2-3 hours until you can finally get a denied call from the National Guard there in Washington. You had to call the next states over.
I mean, they did that
just to send their people.
The Black Lives Matter.
You had to go states over just to call for help. Literally, but you knowing that all these armed extreme militias are coming down there to so-called show their patriot pride and their Republican wisdom.
Fake patriot pride.
And their Republican wisdom of, yes, they stole our ballots, which was never stolen. They're all counted, recounted, it's all said and done in the books. You know what I mean? But it just didn't work.
Yeah.
What they thought was going to happen didn't turn out the way they did.
And like I said, the D.C., the person that's in charge of the D.C. police needs to be fired. And you guys, the whole person of Homeland Security, fired. Person, head director of the FBI,
fired.
Like, I don't know why.
Head of National Guard, fired.
I don't know why you guys think that you guys are, like we're literally, it's like what happens to, unfortunately, us black males and women every single day. We're literally pretending like it was just another thing that happened, like nothing happened. Like,
maybe this is another story, but this is everyday life.
It. And it's sad that the people that are supposed to protect the thing is not going to speak up and be like, oh, well, this is how this happened. And piss poor effort on those officers that allowed those people and opened the damn doors for them to get in and high-five them. And screw those officers that literally went off duty to go do that shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, oh, yeah, active and off-duty military,
fucking patriot,
police officers,
ass.
You guys took your whole day out just to get arrested.
We don't like y'all anyway already.
Just to get arrested and just to be on live TV to get killed. To get killed.
Don't like y'all already and y'all go do that shit.
To have your so-called vets go out there and protect your patriot pride and your American soil. Yeah, just to get killed. That's not it. I thought y'all
said... Definitely in that way.
I thought y'all was talking about how Iraq, how that's supposed to be happening down there in Afghanistan. But look, it happened on our own American soil.
Yeah.
Your own leader let civil war... literally break down in the Capitol, literally.
Speaking of your person, because that is their person, like, yeah, we clearly saw that he wasn't going to stop shit.
Oh, that, he was encouraging it.
If anything, he encouraged it and enabled it and literally sat there and didn't even call in the National Guard and just, like, let it happen. But he'll do it.
Even when
Black Lives Matter protesters show up in D.C.
Even when his own staff was telling him to... your own staff was telling you to stop this violence, but you still didn't want to listen.
Yeah, no.
Your own team. That truly shows how you are as a leader of this country and as a person, a human being.
For real.
It's so not great.
With that, who do you think should have, like, stopped it? Like I know no Republican leadership, like, didn't denounce anything until, like, they start getting hardballed questions by media and, like, why aren't you denouncing it? Why are you still going with Trump even though you're seeing that what he's doing is basically enabling American fake patriots and fake patriotic people that believe in something that's not really, they're just cuckoo, that this is what it's worth fighting for. Like, are you effing crazy?
No, and I mean, you know, a lot of Democrats did see it coming up beforehand. People did give people warnings saying
all of them
Donald Trump is not who he says he is. The Republican Party is not who they say they are. But they waited until they cracked, which was dumb. They should have never done that.
Dumbest thing.
When they knew it was coming, they should have fought, kept persuading, regardless how this election was going. That should have been their message as well. Knowing what that future is going to look like coming into the next few years, if that's what you really want, then you know what I'm saying? You do you, but no, we need to do better. As Democratic Party and Republican Party, step up. Yeah. When y'all are true American policymakers and legislators and senators, and y'all truly know the Constitution and how it rolls, be by it. Just because the president and someone else tell you different, don't change your roles. Be by that Constitution, the oath that you swore, just like how he did. Just because one fool makes a bad mistake, don't mean you guys have to as well. Do better, Democrat and Republican Party.
Yeah, no,
that's all I have to say.
Like, it was very
disappointing. Y'all both had the opportunity to stand your ground as high-level officials, but you didn't. Yeah, you got scared.
It's very disappointing. It's still disappointing that, like, we're all just acting like that nothing happened, that these articles of impeachment is just going to swiftly fix everything, and it's gonna be the thing that the people want, and that the
that's going to break us all free. Yeah, no,
like,
it's not.
Like, F off.
It honestly fueled it up even more.
Like, exactly.
Like y'all think that them breaking the Capitol is bad? Look what they're doing now, trying to fight against this impeachment. Imagine how that's really going to spark up people. Now they got the FBI. They have the FBI warning America, not militias, America, to not protest from the 16th to the 20th of January because there's extremists that are supposed, that aren't allowed. They're banned. For the inauguration.
Yeah.
In all states, all 50 states.
It's all because you guys, the establishment, you career politicians, granted, except for some few, of course, didn't want to carry it out strongly and say, like, hey, it is our fault, we didn't want to carry this out. And you guys are still, to this day, just pretending like, oh, we're going to use this as something, like, crazy. Like, and we're still just not going to address it. And we're just going to pretend like it never happened. We're not going to worry that it could possibly happen
in other states.
Or it could possibly enable other things to happen. Like, are we really just blind or not looking into things? I mean, I'm pretty sure AOC and Bernie Sanders are definitely all worried about everything that's going on. There's certain people that are, and I hope they are.
All of them better be worried.
But they all should, and it's very disappointing that... all of them should have spoken up and didn't.
And my thing is, and this is for the American people. This is for the American people. Do y'all really want a third civil war? Civil. Not against no other country. Not against Iraq, Afghanistan, or Russia.
Ourselves.
American soil. Making ourselves. Stupid. Do you really want an American civil war? A third civil war? Would you really want that on our hands as American people? The so-called the best state to be in, the best privileged place to live? Yeah. It's not privilege no more. We're going down the drain. We're having Putin and all these people laugh at us, man. America, we got to do better. Republican, Democrat Party, do better.
He said, do better. Just do better.
Do better.
Should have known how to do better. But anyway, we clearly see that, now, with the aftermath, they're starting to get these people up, pick them up, charge them and everything. But this is the real question. These dudes to us and me and Charles' mind are terrorists. Me and Charles?
Mm-hmm. Mobsters.
Are activists and protesters. We do. There's a very huge different distinction between us and these people. And so with that, it's like, are these terrorists, are they going to be charged? And if they are, they're going to be charged accurately with the charges?
To the fullest of law.
State of the law. Do we know that's going to happen? Because clearly they like to make examples out of us and Black Lives Matter protesters here in Colorado. Crazy. And all over the nation. But they won't do it when it becomes a non-person that is a person.
When it becomes a non-color issue.
Yeah, exactly. It's very unbelievable to me.
And we don't even really want to take it to race anymore, but it just shows. It shows in the media, it shows right there in the picture, in the formula. It just shows that the way that people were protesting, these were even white folks out there protesting Black Lives Matter. They were getting treated the same exact way as us, getting thrown to the ground, tear gassed, hit with batons. But when these people break into federal agency in the building and taking federal mail, information that not a lot of us are supposed to even really know about. I get we all want to know, but we're not supposed to have our hands on.
Because it's not our job.
Job. That's not our credentials. That's not our title. You still chose to go in there, break their plaques, and step in their office and trash everything in there. Not even knowing what it's leading to. It could help save America, but no, you want to go in there and rip it up. Didn't even know. It could have been something to get to the Republican Party that they actually might have liked. But no, it's gone now because you want to go in there and vandalize everyone's office.
All because you guys are crazy. Crazy as hell.
Maybe you should have rethought about your vote before you saying, these senators, no one's listening to us.
It's just really insane. And in my honest opinion, I don't think they're going to be held to the full extent of the law at all. In any means at all. Because you know who's going to try to freaking pardon them? Their little man and their soldier boy and their god, Donald Trump.
Their foot leader.
Their
king. Their dictator. Their dictator. I'm going to say it. Their dictator. Their third world country dictator.
Yeah, it's very sad. Donald Trump has literally turned the Republican Party into its own
cult.
Third world cult.
Literally, he's turned the American people against each other. Literally. When people thought it wasn't going to come, it came. And it's still continuing.
Shit's always been here. We've all said it. We even said during the Black Lives Matter protest.
It's always been here.
But it's different when you have a person enabling it and making it an even bigger issue.
Yeah.
That's when you
truly have the problem as American people. When your leader is telling you to put violence on your own country, that just shows where his mindset is at and what he truly sees as America and the Constitution.
Most definitely. And with that, I would honestly say, and this goes into our next topic of this, this definitely does have an implication on the Republican Party. And I honestly think, has it changed the Republican Party as we know it? And in my honest opinion, I'm pretty sure Charles would agree with me. I feel like it definitely has.
It's definitely became a lot more forward thinking for both sides. You know what I mean? Because they could say that, you know, we have the radical left with Bernie Sanders, AOC, you know, wanting to do better and push these. They're not even wild agendas. They're just futuristic agendas that are just forward thinking. That just hasn't came up yet.
Exactly.
Or that hasn't been in the process of being put out yet. It's there, but it's just not the right time.
For real.
They're ahead of their time. That's all it is. They're just ahead of their time.
Yeah.
And same with some of these Republicans. They're pushing the same dang thing.
Oh, God. No, they're not.
But then some of them are pushing to the point where it's, you know what? We didn't get our way, so push violence. And that's not it. It's truly not. It is truly not. Yeah. And they just, you know, both sides just got to come to the point of you know, we're the left, and we just see the future as becoming better and wanting to be the change and leading a difference. And as for the right, personally, what I've seen, we're going to stay by and stand by this so-called Constitution, but not obey every law. But we'll use it. We'll throw it in there when we need to be saved. We'll throw it in there when we need to be saved. But otherwise than that, we can do whatever.
Yeah, that's
because we're patriots and this is a free country.
That's definitely true. I would agree on that. Like, they've definitely changed. Like, and we could definitely see that. And like anyone that like studies like politics is a very like political enthusiast. It's like you've seen the Republican Party like from the McCain era when he tried to run against Obama, and then we saw that fail, and then we saw what Trump tried to do, and then in the next election, and then the establishment that the Republican establishment that he was against, and he saw, and he literally came in. He was a wrecking ball. He literally came in to, literally, he did not come in to save the Republican Party. He came in to change the Republican Party is what he did, and by doing that, it's detrimental to our democracy, because now all you're seeing is these young gun Republicans with these crazy ultra conservative
radical ideas.
And it's like, it's funny because it's like they always like to call us like the left minded thinkers, the very progressive thinkers, like very, very like radical and progressive. Like, nothing's radical about trying to make the world a better place and getting the best resources for America so we could do better and do good as a nation. Now, if you have a problem with that, then I mean, I don't know who you are, and you must not be living in the United States. And if you are, you must have a better income than most people here in Colorado Springs and Colorado and us combined.
Definitely. Sure.
So, and just to still see, like, these, and it's been so crazy that you could tell, like, these people still enable it after they literally saw almost their lives go to shreds.
Literally in front of their own faces, people, bodies dropping left and right. Tear gas left and right. They still didn't care.
These dudes are still out here, and we defend Trump, and our elections aren't safe, and our a damn election.
We have elections people just every tried four to 2 years,
the
man.
Capital of the United States because of the leader of the damn Republican Party. And so all I have to say for them is, next time, Republican Party, watch it who you choose, and make sure that you don't get a freaking wrecking bomb. And also, I'm glad the Lincoln Project started, because if it wasn't for the Lincoln Project, we wouldn't actually really know what the Republican Party really looked like, and everybody would be under a bat and eye, and everybody and more people would be following this enabling dumbass president. And it's true, and this whole entire stupid Republican Party.
Definitely.
And it's funny because you could tell these dudes literally let him control shit, because Now
they're trying to save their own ass. And they barely can. Barely. You see Julie Graham or Rudy Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
You see, he was getting harassed by his own Republican supporters at the airport.
Oh, man.
And you see they was talking about Hang Pence, I thought y'all loved that man. He was y'all vice president. He was a true American, wasn't he?
He stands with Trump.
And he stands with the American people, I thought. So why y'all trying to hang him all of a sudden? You mad because your own people turned on y'all? And now y'all finally want to see the light?
That's crazy.
It took y'all to the end of his last days to finally see, oh, this man ain't who he says he really was. I'm looking crazy. Hell yeah. You went on live TV and broke in the Capitol and got killed. By listening to the wrong man, the wrong agenda. Thinking a businessman was going to save America. The hell? Get out of here with that.
Real shit.
Get out of here with that.
That is so true.
What's the next thing? You're really going to put Kanye in there? We're going to see if a celebrity can do it? No.
Oh God. No. Please don't put Kanye
in there.
Just
stop. Like y'all say, stay in your lanes.
We would be more fucked if we had Kanye in there.
Literally, stay in your lanes. Keep them politicians in there. Stop trying to put these entrepreneurs and these big time ballers into something that's not their lane. You know what I'm saying? Not their critique. Just stop. We tried it. Obviously, it didn't work. Just stop. And that goes for both parties. Democrats don't even think about after Joe Biden trying to pull some crazy stuff and finding somebody. Because, man, you already seen him deal with Trump. Celebrities, no go. No more White House for celebrities. Maybe visitations and little medals, but no.
And speak on how you feel, but
no more running the world. Yeah,
don't try to accomplish that.
I mean, you see that money and that power mess up people's head, and now look what it did. They have people dead, got people going and turning against each other.
Unless you're LeBron James or Michelle Obama, I mean, I feel like those are some pretty two candidates that I could definitely get behind, and I feel like most of the world could get behind. But I mean, I don't think those two will ever want to do the job of that.
No.
But with the 20th coming up and the inauguration, what do you think's next? Like, do you think there's going to be another insurgency on the Capitol? Do you think with the, actually Joe Biden being out there now, they're going to try to attack the now elected and about to be sitting president of the United States?
Well, I mean, like I was explaining earlier, FBI did send out last night or earlier this morning. They warned all of America, do not come to Washington, D.C. with these extreme groups trying to think you're going to ruin an inauguration or come breach into the Capitol, because they are ready.
Are they?
No. They even said they're sending out troops to all 50 states, all their National Guards, all their policemen, they're sending them out. If you guys go to the capitals of your state and try to ramsack it or do anything to it, you are going to jail, and you're going to be prosecuted at the highest point of law. So don't even think about even trying to do it, because you already seen the first outcome. If y'all gonna go back 10 times harder, you're gonna come down 10 times harder. So don't even test the limits, man. You already tried it once. You test the water once. You seen what it's gonna do to you.
Yeah.
Try to go extreme. Just wait for it. You're calling for a funeral. A nationwide funeral of America.
I think these dudes unfortunately, I hate to put this analogy like this. They kind of made it like the Super Bowl. Everybody's like sort of waiting.
This probably did have more views than the Super Bowl. It probably did.
Everybody's
more than the NBA Finals.
Yeah, well, I mean, other countries were definitely looking.
Oh, and yeah, we definitely outbroke the Super Bowl record number because we had other countries tuning in.
Yeah, but
we beat the Olympics. That's crazy, ain't it? America beat the Olympics.
That'd be crazy. That's actually
have the whole world watching.
That's actually pretty insane. But I think like I said, everybody's waiting for the 20th, and I feel like everybody's on edge a little bit, like people of color, like ourselves.
Please don't go out on the 20th doing nothing stupid. Please don't.
They're on edge, and I feel like they have every right to be on edge, because it's like I would be on edge too because I don't think they understood what this caused. This caused a potential of people thinking that they could possibly do it in their own states, in their own cities, possibly in other countries.
A whole ripple effect.
And possibly do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a whole ripple effect that's definitely, like you said, is ruined.
It definitely woke up a lot of people, and it's definitely going to be, honestly, in my opinion, it's going to be interesting January 20th to see what happens.
It really is. Like I said, it's going to be the Super Bowl.
I feel like woke up people to a max, yeah. And now we're like, oh, I'm really aware, I'm really ready to go now. Like,
and if you don't think white privilege is a thing at all now, then you're definitely...
Just see what happened, man.
I understand most people might argue that there were also people of color that were there. Granted, yes, but the majority of people there
doing the vandalism,
people
and all
those
shootings and all that stuff were white.
So exactly, so it's like
the people leading it were white. So what
the people that died
were white, the officers that died were white. So please, please tell me the difference. And I get you guys are gonna say there was a black officer trying to tame him off, but what y'all do? Y'all ramsacked him, and y'all ganged up on him, intimidating him with the size of y'all people, saying,
"We don't like police officers.
You're gonna let us through."
Hey, I don't like police officers, but I'm sorry, and I hate to say this. Well, I don't actually hate to say this, but power to that fucking officer, man. That black officer shot a white dude. Like, you ain't ever gonna hear that. Let's be really real.
You're never gonna hear about
a black cop shooting a white person.
A white woman. You're never gonna hear about that.
But
ever.
You definitely will hear every single day a white cop or a
killing
white
a black man, black woman.
Exactly.
Kid, child, anything. Without no hesitation. Latinos without no hesitation. All that. Cause literally, like people say, if that was us as Latinos, African American, and other culture descents, they would have tore us apart before we even reached the steps.
Apart?
They would have had our bodies brain everywhere on that floor.
Yeah, I bet you
they really would have had the power wash. It's sad to say they had the power wash our shit.
Trump probably would have been like, oh yeah, we could do Alabama, we could make a thing of Alabama, we can make it look like Alabama again, we can make it look like Georgia again. Let's do it.
And that little video that came out with Donald Trump Jr. and his little family in the little hut tent Watching the whole thing go down laughing.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I seen it on Twitter, man. Trust me. The social media thinks that they're slick getting things away. Just going to death, man. The internet got everything. Internet knows it all.
That's crazy. I did not know that. But I mean, it's also
but
sad.
But just imagine if that was black folks. And then, imagine how they really would have been. They would have been sitting there just laughing at us.
Oh, yeah.
Like if it was just another game.
And it's sad.
And it's sad.
And disappointing.
That's your president. You're president of the United States saying that.
Not ours, yours.
You're president of the United States saying
that
it's okay to go ransack, and so-called coup and intimidate your senators and your senators and representatives of your states just to recall an election. You already did it 3 times and lost. You literally went to the highest federal courts just to fight it. And you got denied. 8 times, I would say. I think 8, 9 times. Got denied. Still getting denied by the states. And you're going to threaten people? Do the ballots? No.
Is this dude even going to call the National Guard?
Is he going to call the National Guard on January 10th?
If it happens again,
for the Democrats, call... for the Democrats, I hope you do.
He didn't even call the National Guard last time.
I hope you do, Democrats.
It took Mike Pence to call in the National Guard.
Sad.
Sad as hell.
If your own team can't get you got to go to the vice president. You know something's wrong. You know something's wrong if you can't even listen to your own team that's telling you to call this off.
It's crazy. I mean, I heard you mention Democrats and like them doing stuff. Like, how do you think that they're gonna handle this in 2021? Like, seeing all this happening, like getting ready for the 20th, and then extra stuff, knowing that Joe Biden's gonna be our president for 4 years, and people of I guess Trumpism won't like that, and they'll be very disappointed.
I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Democrats, be ready. Truly, be ready for the people. Truly, be ready, because people are going to come at y'all with wrath and anger through everything that's happened. Because it's the blame on both sides. Let's keep it real. It's the blame on both sides. It's the blame on Democrats and Republicans. But now that the Democrats won the House, the seat, and the presidential election, I'm just saying, be ready, because people are ready to come at y'all with these agendas, these ideas, and pushing these things of, look back at 2020. That's going to be everybody's thing. Look back at 2020 and what happened with the protests, the COVID, and everything that's went on. What's y'all's response to this? How are y'all gonna push to better the American people? I know it's gonna be a process to build back America, but what's gonna be y'all's process? What's gonna be y'all's, you know what I'm saying? What's gonna be y'all's attack and agenda and action to actually bringing the American people back to what you want? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. That's
back to that normal democracy, to the privilege to sit across the aisle from each other, to actually have those tough conversations and find the common ground, and sometimes not find the common ground, but to be able to get those ideologies and those agendas across to help America and to better it. You know what I mean? All I gotta say is just be ready, Democrats. Be ready for with this this fire is gonna be bigger than what you really thought it was last year. 2021 is gonna be just be ready.
For me, I mean, I think, like, I don't know if you heard, but I heard rumors about, like, impeachment and, like, they've unveiled.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
stuff
about that, too.
But, I mean, I don't think them repeating 2020 is going to happen again. I think that them trying to impeach, me personally, I think them trying to impeach Donald Trump in 2020 was a mistake, and that's also what cost them half of their midterm elections and races, is because they were so worried about trying to get Donald Trump
out. They weren't worried about
all
the
these
people.
Charges that they weren't worried about the people and the people that they were representing and their party. And
the
how
people
they
felt
could,
some type of
and
way.
And how their party could progress and do better, and they like you said, they were feeling some type of way. So it's like, if they become petty, it's gonna destroy themselves.
You're ready to lose a lot of people, Democrats. I'm serious. If you guys get petty with each other, you're ready to lose a lot of people.
And fighting needs to fucking stop. Like just
because truly, I feel like this is another thing. When Obama came, they're like, okay, this guy, we know he's not the best, but we know he's gonna push to the way where we need America to come back together and build that bridge and gap. So, like I said, man, don't Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Joe Biden, Kamala, everybody in the office, even Republicans.
Don't be hoes.
Be ready for the people to come.
No, fuck being ready. Stop being hoes. Stop being hoes.
Don't
be ready. And
be for the American people.
Put your fucking foot down, first of all.
Be
and
for
then
the,
to actually stand for what the hell you're going in there for one.
Definitely.
And don't stop freaking impeaching people, man. And for these people that are speaking out and doing very progressive things, F off. Leave them the damn hell alone. They are doing what they need to do for their constituents. You guys always hassle on AOC so much. I'm sorry, I have to get on this. You guys hassle on AOC so much on what she does for the Democratic Party and why she does it and how she does it. It's like, if she has a different way of doing it, leave her the F alone. She is not Again, she's not in the House of Representatives for the United States of America. Yes, I understand that's like the United States House of Representatives. I understand like a huge general title.
She literally represents New York. She is a representative
of the 14th District of New York.
The Bronx. The Bronx of New York, man. It's
like she represents them.
That section. Not the whole state of New York. That section of New York.
Like, at the end of the day, she remembers that she represents them.
Her community, her neighborhood.
An establishment.
She represents where she came from.
Definitely not a place where they would allow and not be prepared for an attack on the democracy.
Literally. Stop going after the people that represent your own communities. Yeah. The people that you wanted.
And the secrecy of the United States.
That you wanted to step from being a citizen to being in the office to see change. Those are the people that you wanted. Yeah. So why blame them? Why blame them now? Because not everything's going to go as planned? Don't blame them. It's not. You can't. You know what I mean? And it's just not okay. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are all going to make mistakes being representatives as leaders of your own city, the state, or the federal government. But, yeah, man, just quit with all that attacking and impeachment stuff. Because the Republicans could do the same things to y'all Democrats. So just be blessed that they haven't. Let's be real. Let's be blessed that the Republicans haven't came back on y'all just how much y'all been on them. Truly.
Because
I would imagine how they, ooh, man. Wouldn't even want to watch it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think everything's like ripply affecting everything. Like, do you think like it will affect anything here in like Colorado and Colorado Springs? Now that we've gotten more information, they say like they're gonna come back out again and stay in their homes on the 16th and all that. Like, do you think they're like, and they're worried about like doing it in every other 50 states? Like, do you think Colorado or like Colorado Springs is gonna have a factor on that?
Colorado politically, yes. Colorado Springs, no.
Do you think anything's gonna happen there? Like,
I could see confrontation happening in Denver at the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? With a bigger influence, a bigger stage, more people to attract to.
Exactly.
But as of Colorado Springs, not necessarily. But how we move politically, like in the system, and how we want to change things. Yes. Definitely. I think there will be. I feel like there will be points, you know, with these new agendas of the Democrats starting to put things in, kind of reflecting that down here in Colorado is kind of going to, I think it's going to push the mayor a little bit. It's going to have him on his toes, I would say, but it's not going to run over Colorado and be like, yeah, do what they're doing. But it's going to have him on his toes of, is it going to pop off? Is it not going to pop off?
So you think no attacks?
No attacks. Definitely not no attacks. Not no attacks in Colorado Springs for sure. Possibly Pueblo? No. But Denver?
Hell yeah.
Keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes out. Denver, Aurora, keep your eyes out. It might go down there.
I would definitely agree with you. I wouldn't say it wouldn't happen in Denver just because of the magnitude of like how Denver's
and how people feel
at.
About Jared Polis. Yeah, I would not be surprised if people really do step up in there.
I mean,
and be
it
like,
has nothing to do with Jared Polis. I mean, a little bit. For Coloradans, it does a little bit.
Because he pushes towards the kind of the agendas with Joe and Camilla. I'm not saying it's going to be his part guarantee that why it happens, but just how people react, I don't know. We just have a lot of fools out here.
We have a lot of fools.
The military really messed them up.
Yeah.
The military really messed a lot of people up.
Oh, man.
It's not offense to no one having PTSD or nothing like that, but it's just a true fact. The military messed y'all up. The training messed y'all up. And for y'all to attempt to come try to do something here in the state of Colorado, don't even.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not worth it.
It's really not. Like, I don't like you said, I don't think anything's going to happen in Denver just because, like, the magnitude and everything. I mean, here, Colorado Springs is a pretty conservative, mostly red city. So, I mean, and one of the most conservative cities ever. I mean, even though we voted for Joe Biden pretty heavily over here, which was a very good flip and surprising. Like you said, I feel like some of the stuff that happens maybe in the administration that like trickles, that has like that trickle down effect might affect our mayor, but I don't think it will persuade crazy. What happened a few days ago did not influence it to where it's like,
yeah, it'll happen
here in Colorado,
yeah,
Colorado
nah.
Springs.
That's not the move, man.
I don't think, and if it is, I would love to see them try, and I don't think they're going to be.
And that's honestly,
successful.
that's a bad rip on Colorado Springs. So-called the Olympic State or something like that? Olympic USA. That would look horrible.
Yeah.
You're so-called Olympic USA, but you terrorize your own capital. What the heck? How does that look?
Yeah. I mean, shit, talking about look, how do you think we look to other countries? Like, or do you think other countries are thinking, like, I know I could already have, like, some pretty good predictions about.
I'm going to be straight up honest.
Like, Russia.
I don't blame Russia, North Korea, no, but I don't blame none of them for laughing or saying anything. I truly don't. I don't blame any of them for laughing, talking that shit about Donald Trump and how he knew he was going to mess up. Because they knew it was coming. They kept warning him. They kept playing with him and telling him, like, dude, you're not like how we are. Y'all are America. Like, literally, straight up. Yeah. Like, you're, yeah. No. You're not one of them. And they're just sitting there just like, we tried warning. Putin's really sitting there like, I tried warning him.
Yeah.
And, and Kim Jong-un's probably like, I didn't have to lay a finger on the man. He did it himself. Yeah. Literally. Kim Jong-un's probably, I didn't have to lay a single penny on that man. He did it on his own.
I mean, you mean nuke? Like, he didn't have to nuke?
Yeah, literally, he didn't have to nuke. Didn't have to send nobody. He didn't do none of that. No threats. He just said, all right, I'm going to sit back with my popcorn and my military and just watch these dudes unfold.
Watch Donald Trump unfold his own
watch
shit.
Watch them crack. And they did.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong on that. I mean, I think
will say, I bet you their news ratings went up down there, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet you every other country's, like, news ratings went
up. Their news people were getting paid that day.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I think honestly, a lot of other countries are probably just like laughing. I mean, and that shows us as America, we need to look at ourselves and be like, okay, maybe we should stop telling other third world countries how to treat their people when clearly
we treat
Black Lives Matter protesters and white allies and other such allies and other minority groups
like
pitifully
shit.
And like shit. But when it comes to us attacking our own sovereignty nation and our own capital and everything that we stand for as a democracy,
we'll
let it slide and we'll let it happen. Nothing, not even rubber bullets in their faces. Like,
nothing.
We saw zero of that. Like, it's very disappointing to me. And so it's like, we need to step back
But we'll go down and nuke other people in their countries and say, no, don't come at us. We can't even control our own people.
Yeah, so it's like, we, as the United States, we need to come back and, like, take a look back and be like...
Really look at the Constitution.
We have no reason to be calling out other countries anymore. Like, we have no reason to be saying these countries don't know how to handle their own people and handle their democracy when we can't clearly even handle
our own.
Or let alone handle people that are in charge and the leadership of it to control them to stop enabling it.
In the USA.
And making it worse than what it is.
The so-called,
it needs to be.
The so-called best place to live in America. Where everybody thinks it's all sunshine and rainbows. That obviously showed on television that day.
That clearly showed. That clearly showed that we could just be just as lethal as any of the other third world country. And, I mean, that we can be
just vulnerable. Vulnerable.
Yeah, we're vulnerable. And we could be treated like any other.
Just how easy manipulated we are by the media and the corruption that we have here.
Exactly.
How it just flips a switch on everybody. And everybody's like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm on it. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, it's really
and we be talking so much about how ISIS and everybody got these groups. Imagine what they're going to try to do here.
It's so insane. Like, I,
ISIS times 10. But in our own place, literally. I could see that man Trump trying to pull some crazy stuff, man. Cult leader at its finest, I'll tell you that.
Not for real. Y'all want to learn about some, Charles Manson. Who's that one crazy
I
want
to try to pull some Hitler type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, there
two.
We go. There's
you seen
person.
It right there live in action.
He's a good person to compare to. I wasn't thinking of a good person to compare to right then and there. But that's a great person. If you want a good version of a modern day dictator, there you go. His name is Donald damn Trump.
I mean, y'all seen The Simpsons, January 20th. There might not be no robots, but it's going to go down. I'm trying to tell you.
No.
But don't be outside when it's there, bro, because these people don't care about us.
And also,
these are so-called patriots, American people that don't care about their own civilian lives.
I would also like to say for any other person that's a person of color, any minority, and that has seen any threat like that, to please do stay inside. If you do need to go outside, please protect yourself and be safe.
Please
like,
do.
Really. Like, I mean, maybe...
Walk with more than one person, please.
Maybe not here in, like, Colorado Springs, maybe, but especially here around Colorado, please.
Down south,
please be
Georgia,
safe. Like, and
Memphis.
All across country. Like,
it's all
please.
Over. Be
like,
careful,
we,
man.
We do not want to hear about any other black people dying here in the United States, even though it happens all the time, but it would be painfully, especially even worse, to hear it happening because of the enabling of the president of the United States.
And I just want to state one more thing. These so-called Christian people that are supporting this man, I thought there was no man above God, but they obviously support
him. Oh,
this
yeah,
dude.
Y'all definitely put
like
Donald
if
Trump
he's
before
God.
I was like, Donald Trump is a
I thought there was no man before him. They said, before the creator, I thought.
They said, don't
But
Trump
I guess
up.
Not.
They said, don't Trump up Pop Smoke. Yeah.
I guess the game has changed in the Christian League. The Christian League changed up its rules.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Gee, that's a very good fucking one. The Christians have definitely changed up their rules. Like, I don't know what the hell they like. I thought
they're
ultra conservatism was like
true wicked
very
agenda.
Ultra conservative, but it's gotten to a bigger point with Donald Trump. It's like all the shit has existed, but it's been even more enabled, like even more crazier. It's very fucking sad, and I know every other country is laughing as like a laughing stock right now.
Literally,
and it's so sad, and it's I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. And it's sad that countries see us like that, but I really do hope, and I know Charles hopes, that we could look at ourselves as a country and realize, like, we don't have any right to be talking about any other country anymore.
We don't.
When it comes to treating their people.
We should be ashamed of ourselves. Like, we made ourselves look like a laughing stock.
Exactly.
To everyone.
Yeah, and if Donald
and everybody
Trump,
relies on
yeah,
America,
Donald
they're
Trump,
obviously
I don't know, like, how you think you're going to win in 2024, but I doubt you're going to do a very good job. And any other freshman or new face Republican or anyone that's in your sphere of the Republican
that
Party,
will do the right thing.
Yeah, well, no, not that, but anyone in the sphere of your Republican Party that like enables
or that has
you,
a brain
that enables you and wants to do that with you, like they should definitely all be kicked out and should not even have like a say or anything in the party. And it's just sad to see that every other country is just looking at us like, well,
like pitiful United, America.
Like, oh, never thought this would happen to the United States, but yet it happened. It happened until 1812. Last time I had it was 1812, 1800s when we were in fucking war.
And what is it, 2021? We're not even at war right now. I mean, we are, but we're not. You know what I'm saying? No.
I mean, we're in. I mean, granted, I mean,
we,
you're right. We
no,
are in
we
wars.
Are in war.
Wars
we're
that
in
we're
war.
Not supposed to be in. And
yeah, yeah.
Be in and
no, that's
that
true.
We honestly, as Americans, like we
Definitely.
Said, like to put our shit in everything when we
shouldn't. Shouldn't be in everything. Not everything's our job to do. Not everything is for America to handle. That's the thing that people need to understand. Especially people in office. Not everything is our job to handle. Let them states deal. Let them countries and states deal how they need to deal with it. Because that's their laws, not ours.
Well, not that. I mean, I agree but disagree with that. Like, I mean, I do agree, but I feel like especially those the last few days, it's
well,
definitely shown
have
up, like,
structure and boundaries,
yeah,
but
yeah,
when
but
it comes to shit like that, man,
I understand what you're
saying.
Better
control.
I understand what you're saying. Like it's been fine, but until like the last few days, it has shown us that we have no reason to criticize
nobody's none
other,
of their business
some
man.
Other states
and tell people how to live
criticize ourselves
yeah no
so I mean
and I see why the third world countries got mad, because who would you be to tell somebody how to live and how to
yeah.
how to run their own country? No,
that's true. Like we need to stop getting in things
that we shouldn't be involved in.
That well, not even that, but like if we can't control ourselves within that forum, then we don't need to be telling other people how to control themselves in that forum.
Yeah, basically
so
not be involved with shit that we don't need to.
Like not don't care about other countries, but it's like
no,
if
I'm,
we can't handle.
I'm not saying.
He's not saying
don't.
That. It's just like if we can't handle the situation that's happening abroad and it's happening to us and we can't handle it, why
yeah,
are we
why,
speaking,
why
on
are we
it
even
another,
speaking on it or even trying
another,
to attempt to show them that's
yeah,
happening? No,
or fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So if
we can't
even fix
ourselves.
That's a very great on that one. You hit that one like really out the park, like a home run, like Jackie Robinson. But yeah, no. With all that, with the final question, I guess we could wrap it up. But this is gonna be the most important one out of everything we talked about. Like, what do you? And I guess it could speak to the rest of 2021. What do you hope that DC and federal agencies learn from this? Like. Learning from that, like
no.
We can be vulnerable, we can be attacked, and people will attack
yeah.
us, and we can't. And it is possible for a party leader to destroy its party and create something that is we've never seen before,
yeah.
and it's unprecedented.
No, I feel that. And for me, I would say federal agency, your strategies, the way y'all move around the White House, the way y'all put people in positions to protect your senators and lawmakers, do better. Find better strategies. Be more reliable with each other in office. You know what I'm saying? Coming back to a democracy where it's fair ground, we can actually debate and have conversation. Be about it. You know what I'm saying? Not sitting and just yap. Actually having conversations. Sure, not everything's going to get passed, but work it out. No more just sitting back one-sided thing. Sure, we're not always going to agree on everything, but we're going to have that conversation eventually. And just the discipline in the defense force in general. Step it up. Regardless of who tells you what to do, you run the defense team of the Capitol and of America. So you should. I mean, well, Washington.
Yeah.
Just Washington, in the capital, in D.C. over there. But just the Department of Defense in general. You need to wake up, man. You knew, you were probably the first dude to even know before you even hit the internet that they were coming. You still didn't want to step up. When he declined your people, the people that you send out to recruit and put in your military, you declined them. You declined them. Do better.
Yeah, no. It's not only sad. It's only sad for the Department of Defense. But it's also sad for the intelligence agency.
Intelligence, lawmakers, like you, all that.
The intelligence agency very disappoints me. Just because you guys,
you had
the
intelligence. You knew.
You guys knew.
All y'all need to be held responsible because you all knew. Like I said, y'all knew before it hit the internet, the social media, the news platforms. Y'all should have been on it. Y'all literally waited.
All the FBI directors, the regional directors.
Y'all waited 2 hours. You waited until they broke the glass.
TSA, you guys let people fly knowing that they were in the tent of wanting to go and harm and possibly overtake the government.
Keep people hostage. You literally knew that. You literally waited for them to break them doors and finally say, okay, let's get them. No. As soon as they stepped on them steps and passed that gate line, you should have been there ready with force.
You guys love to use force on us black people and white allies. Force. You guys love to do it on us so much. You guys did it all summer. Why can't you do it on them?
Quit restraining and saving them pepper ball guns and use them.
On
at this point, I don't care what skin color. But I don't care what skin color. But what they did isn't a shame. And y'all didn't want to do nothing about it? Quit saving that stuff for just us, for us speaking the truth. And when they break into there, get them. Get them. You want to let them dogs loose? Put them down. That's all I got to say. Put them down. Them dogs want to get wild? Put them down.
Charles, he said put them down.
Put them dogs down. They need to go.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's definitely, I mean.
Oh, and I'd also like to say for 2021, I'm sorry, it's weird saying it. I would like for them to come to an agreement, start passing the law for a lot of our millennials and younger folks to start getting the office, start pushing these agendas as well. Now, I'm tired of seeing these 70 and 80-year-olds that are, most of them are put with dementia, still taking them Alzheimer's pills. They're literally losing their mind. This is me personally. He asked for what, 2021 for me? I personally want younger people in office, starting from city council, state, federal, all that. We need to revamp that, man. And I would really like for you guys to just take the time to really crack the Constitution open and really look at it. Not peek, but really look.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that I didn't not disagree about younger people going in there, but I mean, I would say for some of those old people, they do have some sharp minds and they do know what they're talking about. It's not like they're old and have dementia, but you are right. And I think one good important thing with
75 and up.
I think one good thing that will help with that and help with getting more millennials, and it starts all at the local level as well. You really need to look at your guys' city charters and see, are you guys in a mayor power? Are you guys in a mayor power stronghold, or is it up to the people that represent the districts? Are they in charge of things? How's your city charter and government being ran? There's multiple ways it can be ran, and how is it? You need to figure out a way and bust open a way of how you could get in the door and put your foot in there. And I think Colorado definitely does a very good job at allowing people to try to do that and being able to do that. But I think every federal agency could learn from this and should learn from this. And I believe this will be a thing in the history. This will definitely be in history for sure. Just not just political history, but history for the
United States of America.
And so I think that it's going to be this is going to be a very big turning point in showing people things like this could happen, and we need to be ready and we need to be prepared. And it's sad that we weren't,
especially
prepared.
Easy like that.
And it could also show that how vulnerable that you, and it could also show how vulnerable you thought you weren't and end up becoming because of someone that you and the establishment and the government and independent agencies and independent institutions like to enable.
Literally.
And that is a problem, and that is why the Capitol got attacked a few days ago, and that is exactly why we need to step up and we need to tell these people that it's not right.
Definitely.
And we need to hold every single person accountable.
Every single person in there.
That means, and including Colorado, hold Lauren Boebert accountable. She wanted to talk about in her speeches and everything that she wanted to carry guns in the Capitol, do all this, do all that. Where the hell were you at when they started storming the Capitol?
The time came, but you didn't pull it.
You froze.
The time came, but you was hiding with your team in the chamber, protected. You wasn't gonna do that.
No statements. Doug Lamborn, you represent our district. No statements.
And me personally, this goes for President-elect Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the defense team, all the workers of the United States of America, capital workers of Washington, D.C. Y'all just wake up and do your job.
And it's more, and also
your job. Listen, yours, not the person next to you. Yours.
And also remember,
your job.
It's more than just D.C.
It's more than just D.C. too. I mean, for the American people, all over, all 50
it's
states.
It's more than just D.C. when you guys get in there. You
all 50 states.
That.
All 50. It's a melting pot in there. All 50 states do better as well. Not even just the high honchos. The people that represent our states that are in the office too. Y'all better be doing the same thing, man. Holding yourselves accountable. Just as much as they are. For American people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I totally agree. And I hope you guys agree with us. If you guys have any questions or comments, please, like, reach out to us.
Or any ideas, let us know.
If you guys have anything that you guys would like us to speak on.
Or how y'all feel about it.
Please
let me know. I really want to know y'all's opinion.
We would love to get to know what you guys have to say. We would love it. And we appreciate you guys for joining us in this fourth episode. And we
fourth
hope you guys
episode,
have
man.
A great day, great night, great morning, however you guys are listening to this. And we will catch
great
you guys.
Great 2021, man.
Oh, yeah. Don't
stay safe,
always
stay warm, and stay ready and stay dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Always. Always. And
Cleveland Browns.
And remember, Move the Podcast is the movement for the Generation Z movement. So we would love to see more young people like really uprise and show that we are here
and come speak your mind.
And we will be determined and we will not shut up.
We will not.
So with all that,
if you feel you're young, ready to go, man, we're here. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, we're waiting. It's just us two right now, but we're waiting to start a whole.
We love to build this up.
A whole move army.
A lot of great potential out there too.
We're trying to do it good. So we appreciate you guys for joining us
and tuning in, and support all that.
Yeah,
everything. That.
Get ready for some more stuff that's happening soon. And we appreciate you guys for joining us with the podcast. And we'll see you guys next Sunday.
See you next Sunday.